please put your seats on the upright position, put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth.
And here we go! And...
I'll let you,
Welcome back to another pack of... What, were you going to say something?
I was.
What were you going to say?
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
All right. The reason for not doing this podcast for six months...
Oh, you're going straight into that.
...is very simple.
Man, you even cut off my really welcome back to another podcast for this. This must be good. Everybody listen.
Yeah. It's simply just because I didn't want to do it. Let me say it again. It's just simply because I didn't want to do it. No, I'm just fucking with you, dude. I have been working so much.
I'm sorry. I need a minute. That was deep. And I know you said that you're joking after you said that. But I need a minute to process what you just said because that hurt. That hurt me to the core of me. And I thought, fuck you, Tyler. Okay, go on.
You better
know. There's probably going to be... That's number one, fuck you, Tyler. There's going to be 10 more throughout the podcast. Please count them as we go.
Oh, that's fine. That's number one. But yeah, we've been gone for a while. I have been in workland for the past 6 months. I've put in stupid hours, and I have officially... Don't eat on the fucking podcast. I have officially demoted myself. I'm no longer a manager at where I work. So my hours are way less now. I get more time to, you know, get into my hobbies, be more creative, do my own thing. So that is why I decided to bring back the podcast with my friend Seth here.
Oh, you decided. Yeah. Thanks for deciding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I seriously asked you just even a month ago. I was like, are we done? Like, I was ready to find another co-host, man.
I know. At that point, you were like a salty girlfriend. It was just like, are we done?
I'm sorry. There was like, no attitude
even,
like that.
Do you?
Okay. Don't you?
Do you want to take this seriously
don't
anymore?
Don't you put this shit on me, motherfucker? Mm-hmm. Don't you put number two? Don't.
Nice.
Don't you put this shit on me, man. I've been ready to go, but I'm glad we're back. There's nothing we can do about it now, but I mean, it definitely hurts, and we definitely don't want that ever to happen, and the goal is not to, and I think we can, you know, takes the two of us. I'm on board, you know, Tyler, we'll see what happens with, I almost called you.
I got my foot on the boat. We'll see.
We'll see what happens with Tyler over here. You know, he's got to show that he's in this 100% because you know what?
Jesus Christ.
You know what? I can't do this by myself. It's just unscripted and there's no banter.
Let's be real. If it was by you or if it was by yourself, nobody would listen anyways.
Bullshit, man. I put out a four very, semi-decent mini podcasts. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to those.
Semi-decent.
Listen to those, you know. They are mini. They usually never more than 10 minutes. And,
Those are good ideas. I'll give you that. Like a little micro podcast.
Yeah. So, you know, I just got to do it more because I just haven't really been hanging out with a lot of people to do it. Because, I mean, you know, props to the people that can just, I think I did one of them just by myself, but I was kind of just clipping and mm-hmm. clipping and I'd say something funny and then I'd stop recording and then try to think of something else to say and then start recording again. And that one was kind of funny. It was okay. But the last couple, I've interviewed people for just a little bit.
So let's go through before you start just saying dumb shit like you normally do. Let's kind of update people on like what's been going on. So first, let's go with you. What have you been up to for the past 6 months?
We can't go straight into your new JCPenney's look.
Dude, don't hate on JCPenney.
Oh man, You probably could get a job right now in the photo area for sure.
I definitely could.
You're a good photographer. You know, oh, damn, look at that camera, man. Fuck.
That's bad, man, dude.
You gotta, dude, does that camera give you a hard-on?
You have no idea.
What kind of camera is that?
That is the Canon RP.
Is that the one that nice. You bought when I was there? Or is this another one?
It's probably the same
remember
one,
you had some major issues and then you reordered? You were waiting on it to come and it didn't
come. You knew about it.
And then you had to sit.
Yes, Canon never sent the other camera that I ordered.
Did they give you your money back?
They never took it.
Oh, okay, they never took it. Okay. There you go.
Yep.
I'm surprised they took your money and never sent you it. So, something definitely got messed up if they didn't even take your money. But anyways, yes. So, we've done one podcast since I've been here. I am still in Arkansas. Came here to sell my duplex and kind of just re-fell in love with being here because I've lived here since 2010. This is where I lived before I moved up to Ohio and started the Epic Journey podcast. The Epic podcast with Tyler. So I came back here to sell my place because it's pretty much worth three times of what I bought it for, which is just insane. The market is insane. It's gone up another like I don't know, probably 5% since I've been here. It's just insane. I've been going back and forth with selling it. I do have it listed myself on Zillow, but I really haven't been pursuing selling it because I'm living in it right now. I'm living in the part that I used to live, and for the first time, I have no roommate and kind of got the place to myself. I do need to, if I'm going to stick around, though, I need to furnish it and stuff. I mean, I got my bed here, and I got a desk here and a TV, but so I'm kind of just living out of the one room here, which isn't a big deal, but because I'm still kind of undecided if I want to sell, because I know I can sell it for good money and I can put that money into other properties. So got somebody managing back up in Ohio, and been a rough year. So back in January, I mean, in fact, when we did the podcast, I was just coming out of being sick. I might still have been a little sick. So I deal with bipolar some, and really I only deal with it when I lose a lot of sleep and I kind of like my thoughts are all over the place. I can't focus, just all kinds of crazy thoughts can go into your head, and I mean, which really can happen to anybody once you lose the amount of sleep I do. So that's what the loss of sleep really triggers what would be called the manic bipolar with me, and it takes a good month to kind of like can fully snap out of it after being it. So I got on some medicine and catch up on my sleep and stuff, and I've been fine since like mid to late February, but I was struggling there for a couple months and kind of just a little bit. I mean, part of it too is being in denial, like, oh, I'm fine, and then what helped was a self-realization that I'm not fine, I need to be the doctor, I was just sleeping not at all at night or maybe two or three nights, but once you trigger that by like manicness, just like all kinds of crazy thoughts can go through your head, and you can just kind of say crazy things and just think crazy things, and it's not fun. And the anxiety of going through that, and I just got behind on bills and everything, and I've been playing catch up with business and stuff, and so it's been kind of a sucky year. So my 2020 hit a little late, and I mean, it's nobody's fault but my own. Just like I mean, but you know, there toward the end of the year, I was kind of just working really, really hard, kind of making up for the how sucky 2020 was. And, you know, I was getting up earlier, but still, because of my sleep, the way my sleep is, I wasn't going to bed any earlier. So the gap of waking up at 8:39 was okay, but I wasn't going to bed till like still 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock. And it just got less and less where I was losing more and more sleep. And then it kind of just switched after, you know, a month of that. Just kind of flicks. And I'm just kind of like a little bit of a zombie. Just like my thoughts aren't collected. And I'm just thinking all kinds of crazy things. And I'm just anything that's in my head, I'm kind of just putting out there and just, yeah, you can,
there's like no filter.
Yeah, no filter. Like,
yeah,
I'll believe crazy conspiracies or stuff like that. Like, yeah, of course, that's not much of an excuse. There's plenty of people that aren't crazy and believe conspiracies. which, I mean, not all conspiracies are crazy.
Most of them are, though.
Hey, man, you know what? They were trying to say that it was crazy that that COVID didn't come from a bat. And here it's starting to look like it didn't come from a bat. They were literally blocking what people were saying, like, so what's this lab right here that's studying COVID? And it didn't come from this lab that's across the street. It came from a bat. Bullshit. And they were deleting people that were saying this and wanting to investigate because we didn't know. And we still don't know. But it's looking more prominent that that China did this on purpose or on accident. Hopefully on accident. But and I was just talking to a Navy SEAL guy last night. And he had a number of drinks in him, so he was kind of spilling what he really thought about things. And he thinks it was a straight attack. So
it's possible. Backfired.
Not really. I mean, like, definitely a lot more Americans died than, I mean, they got plenty of people over there. They probably didn't care that they lost people. But yeah, it is now that we're trying to get to the bottom of it. But China definitely doesn't want us to get to the bottom of it. But yeah. So have you been watching the Olympics?
Dude, I have not watched a single event in the Olympics.
Oh yeah, I'm really digging it. I love the swimming. We're doing really good. We got the most medals, but China's beating us in the most gold medals right now. Fucking China.
I did see that. I see updates on Twitter. We suck.
I probably shouldn't say. No, we're doing pretty good. We're just struggling with, as we always do, really good in the Olympics, but we're just struggling with the gold there. And of course, mm-hmm. kicking ass. I mean, our most medals, which all the swim is over now, but we got like 30 medals from swimming. So
we always do pretty good swimming.
Yeah, we're pretty good swimmers. We're pretty good swimmers.
We're pretty good swimmers, and we're pretty good at gymnastics. Those are the two.
Yeah, yeah, which it sucks. Simone is dealing with some anxiety and stress, and she pulled out.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are giving her shit, which is so stupid. Like, that's her decision, you know, above anything, that's her decision. You can't give somebody shit for pulling like that. Like, especially anxiety and stuff is no joke. Now, if you're going to say, was she selfish or was she brave? It's neither of those things. I mean, for one thing, that's not how you describe brave. That's not what the definition of brave is.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Like, pulling out of something isn't right brave. Terms. That's, is it wrong what she did? But I mean, brave, people need to understand what brave is, like being brave. Like, it's kind of ridiculous how we throw around brave. Like, this is brave, that's brave. Okay. I mean, brave, pulling out of something doesn't make you brave, but it doesn't make her selfish. She's dealing with anxiety. Like, I mean, and that's no joke, especially what she was saying was she was going up and then she would lose track of where she was. Like, her mind mm-hmm. is not fit to do what she does, and she could really hurt herself. And people hurt themselves all the time with those things.
Yeah, man, you've seen those videos of, like, gymnasts on the floor, like, blowing out both of their knees.
Yeah.
Like, some nasty stuff,
Your mom hurt herself. I mean, like, I don't think she could. She had to stop doing it, right? Because she hurt herself.
Yeah, she hurt her back.
So, yeah.
And I quit because it was too hard.
You pussy. That sounds like
dude, that is podcast, the only sport.
Listen, motherfucker.
No, hang on. That is the only sport that I ever quit. I've never quit anything else in my life. That was just the one thing that I was like, this is actually too difficult. I'm not going to do it. But it was, I wasn't doing it for fun, though. I was literally competing and traveling. Like, it's fun to a certain point, but after a while,
there is quite the level of difficulty to it. Soccer's no joke, too, man. Yeah. You got to have your endurance up, man. You got to be able to run back and forth like crazy, like, straight for an hour and a half. Of course, I guess you're substituted. Like, people usually don't stay in the whole time, do they?
Majority of the people stay in the whole game.
Really?
Actually. So in professional soccer, a team only gets a certain amount of subs. So, it's been a minute since I've even watched soccer, but it's like three subs. A whole team
Holy
gets three subs.
Holy shit, man.
Yes.
That's a lot of subs.
So it's not, if you're not getting subbed off, you're in there the whole game. But again, that's just professional. Like, if you're playing like semi-pro or like even in high school or college, like I'm pretty sure you get unlimited subs. Yeah. Which I would have died sometimes if I didn't get a sub, that's for sure.
Okay, so with work, back to your work. So you demoted yourself. Do you get less pay?
Yes.
Okay. And then just what are you working, 30 hours a week then? 35 or?
I'll work whatever I need to work, realistically. The work that I'm going to be doing now is way less stressful mentally. It's just going to be physical work, which I'm all for because I've been wanting to work out again anyways. So I'm probably going to start at like a nice probably 35 to 40 hour week, see what happens. Obviously, with making less money, I'm going to have to budget a little better.
Yeah, but yeah, I know you need.
Budgeting is something that I haven't budgeted in years just because I haven't had to. So I'll have to get back in the rhythm of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be help if your rent wasn't so much. You're still at the same place, right?
No shit. Yeah. Yep. Still in the
I know.
Same
I wish.
Place.
I wish we would have been able to. Man, if you could have moved. I got that. I got a duplex, a one bedroom duplex. That's only a mile from where you are. That's really a nice duplex. It's brick. Like that would have been perfect for you. But yeah, you have to. If you move, are you wanting to go closer to back to family or stay up this way?
Yep. Yeah. So, I guess a little update on what's been going on. Like I've actually. Been like really looking at houses. Like I've actually like
oh,
went to
yeah,
houses
forgot
and checked
about,
them out.
Yeah, you mentioned that you wanted to buy some. Yeah,
with like realtors and stuff. Yep. And I got pre-approved and everything. And then like with work, I had the opportunity to like it was just like the right timing with everything to like just back out and kind of demote myself. So I'm gonna hold off on a house for a little bit, kind of see where I'm at bill wise. Focus on this a little more, things like that. So I'm probably not going to get a house this year, maybe towards the end of next year.
It's a rough time to get it right now, too, because the market is so ridiculous.
When you're online and you're looking, houses are going within, like, the first 3 days of being posted. I've watched a house go the same day that it got listed. And realistically, you're looking at spending, like, $10,000 to $20,000 more than what the house is listed at. So, like, it's super tough.
Yeah, I probably mentioned on the podcast before that all my properties are worth like double, even triple of what they were for the most part. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So it's tough right now. So I'm going to stop focusing on that so much and start doing my other hobbies because I'm just a fucking nightmare when it comes to my hobbies, dude. I'm sure you saw my Instagram post. You might not have already, but I'm getting super into... racing simulating. So I got like a whole, I can actually show you. I've got a racing simulator set up over there. I've got like a racing seat. I've got a steering wheel and pedals. I've got my little monitor and shit like that. I'm into mountain biking now. I bought a really expensive, nice mountain bike. So my hobbies are off the charts right now, man. I need more time in the
mountain
day.
Mountain bike is one of the biggest things here. There's trails that Walmart built
Dude,
all over the place.
I have looked, like I've watched YouTube videos of mountain biking. Arkansas has like the greatest mountain biking trails in the entire country.
Walmart pours millions of dollars in the trails around here. Like you can take like just even a regular like concrete trail all the way from like down like probably the south end of Fayetteville all the way up pretty much like to Missouri. So I mean there's miles and miles of tracks, and then they have like I'd even realize like over here where I am, dude, like which dude, I'm like that's makes my place even more valuable. I am, a few hundred feet from where the trail is. from where it comes right behind place.
Yeah, I've and they there's this one guy that stuff. I follow on YouTube who like has like, he mounts like a GoPro to his chest and he'll like take you down trails with him. And majority of his videos right now are like all in Arkansas. He's like trying to ride every single trail in Arkansas, and some of them are gnarly, dude. Some trails that like I will never ride in my entire life because they just look sketchy as fuck. But like there's a nice trail that I found actually like right in. Anyways, Seth had a phone call and he ignored it like the good co-host that he is. Can't even remember what we were talking about, dude. What were we talking about?
Yeah, we stopped our recording, so it was a little bit of a interruption. We were talking about biking in Arkansas. So, yeah, that'd be a cheap vacation, man. You let me fly you down here and do some biking. And I mean, there's art. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, as far as photography, there's so much to take pictures of. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got my 2-bedroom over here, and it's kind of. I thought about getting a roommate just because it's nice to have the extra money, but I was like, I don't have to. So like, but I'm definitely if I'm not gonna sell the place, I need to get furniture and stuff. The second bedroom and the living room are completely empty right now.
Jeez, you're living that life where what is it? It's where like when a guy moves into their place for the first time, they have a TV and like a lawn chair in their living room. And they're just completely okay with that.
Yeah, there's pretty much nothing in my living room right now.
Yeah.
I got my king-size bed, which I need to get a nice frame for, and my desk in here. And I'm
content with that. Sounds like you need to furnish, man.
I know. It'll do good, too, for just kind of making it feel more like home.
Mm-hmm.
But, But then I'm torn, like, do I sell? Because I could do, or if not sell, I need to try to get the equity out of the house and invest that. Because there's quite a bit of equity in this house. And I got to, even though it's harder to buy a house, I got a good connection to a guy that does a really good job of finding properties for reasonable prices. And that's who I bought my last 2 properties with. So, and those have worked out pretty well. I'm flipped one of those. And then the other one I'm financing to someone. Or selling it to to somebody that my person that manages for me. So,
speaking of equity, what's the equity of that photo behind you?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you commented about that last time. I don't know. He puts out a lot of art. He sells on Cargill is his name. He puts out a lot of art, like. Over there, you can see too, like Deadpool. It's all, but they're all by the same artist.
Oh, nice!
And then there's Smallville Superman. And then the Superman over there, it looks really like straight from the comic. And then you have what's her name? Can't even think of her name right now. They just did a movie. Did a movie about her.
Those look pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So, but I've got them pretty reasonable too. I bought usually for the most part anywhere from like 40 to 75 bucks for the most part. I bought them
for all of them or for each?
The small though might have been over 100, huh?
For each?
Yeah, gotcha. Which is pretty cheap for hand painted.
Yeah. For mine, one of my trips that I recently went on, I went to New York. I can actually probably tell you about it. But I printed.
Yeah, was that recent?
Yeah. So the photos on my wall there, I printed those off and actually got those framed. Those look pretty nice. But
how did that come about?
So what ended up happening is like I never take vacation time like at work. So I had a lot of vacation time to use. And I just like took a spontaneous trip. I like to like plan out a vacation time for work, but not actually like plan a trip. I just kind of figured it out as I go. So literally I was sitting at home on a Thursday at like 3 p.m. and I had the next entire week off of work. I didn't have to go back until like the following, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday after that. And I was online. I was looking at campsites because I specifically wanted to camp in a tent. And I was looking at the Adirondacks, which is pretty much a mountain range up in upstate New York. And I was looking at campsites. I found one. It was cheap. and I booked it. And I was like, all right, I leave in 10 hours. I better start packing. So I packed up, camped in a tent for 3 days up in New York. And I stayed at a mountain range. It's called the Adirondacks. And
10 days?
No. I had left in 10 hours, I meant. Like, I had 10 hours I had to leave. So I stayed in this mountain range for 3 days. I camped at this campsite, which was a beautiful site. If I ever go back, like, I will definitely stay in that same campsite again. But I basically just disappeared into the mountains for 3 days. I didn't have any cell phone service. Everything that I posted from the trip on my story, I actually, like, recorded it and saved it and had to post it later. And I know specifically, like, the one that a lot of people commented on was when I was hiking one of the mountains. I climbed a mountain. It's called Mount Adams. And, dude, it's fucking beautiful up there. It's the first time I've ever been to New York. First time I've ever been in, like, the mountain ranges in New York. A lot of people think of just, like, New York City, New York.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, like, it's so much different than that. And it was the first time I've ever stayed up there. It was beautiful. Like, I'm talking mountains, not just hills. Like, legit mountains. There's ice caps at the top of these mountains. Like, it was beautiful up there. But the one range that I hiked, or the one mountain that I hiked, was called Mount Adams. And I thought at first it was just, like, a little hike. Like, it was just a nice little trail. I literally had probably, like, 30 pounds in my backpack at the time. I had my camera. I had my drone. And I started hiking down the trail. And it was nice and chill for, like, a mile. I stumbled upon a abandoned cabin, which I took photos of and posted on my Instagram as well, which is pretty cool. Because it had, like, a written-out story of, like, a journal entry of that this person used to journal inside of the cabin. And this person found
it. And you just went by yourself, too, right?
Yep, just by myself. And this person found this cabin in the woods and, like, would hike to it every single day. And this was like 100 years ago that this person did that. And they kept, like, journal entries that this person wrote handwritten, and they kept it in the cabin for kind of, like, historic purposes. It was pretty neat. But, like, literally 100 feet away from the cabin, I'm going down a trail, and a sign says Mount Adams to the left. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I'm going to go check out this mountain. Again, I'm thinking I'm taking just, like, a nice little 3-mile hike, and then I'm going to go back to the campsite for the day. I start climbing up this mountain, and it gets to the point where the elevation change is super relevant, and I'm watching my watch. I started my workout on my watch, and I'm watching the feet gain just start climbing as I'm hiking, and I'm realizing that, like, my oxygen is way less, and I can feel my heart beating, like, in my entire body. I'm like, holy shit. I was like, all right, I was not prepared for this. Took my camera out of my hand. I put it in my backpack. I tied my backpack, like, around my waist, like a hiker. I was like, all right, let's fucking go. So I started hiking this mountain, and I was literally taking breaks. Like, every 50 feet, I was taking a break because I was looking at my watch, and my beats per minute on my heart was, like, 190. Like, I was pushing it. Like, my body was at its limit, and I was sweating so much. And it got to the point where I posted on my story where the trail literally turned into, like, rock climbing. Like, the trail disappeared, and you were climbing rocks up the side of a mountain. And I realized how high I was when I looked. I turned around, and I looked out, and I saw clouds. Like, I didn't see the fucking ground. I saw the clouds. I was like, holy shit. I was like, I am up there. So the whole elevation gain ended up being 3,500 feet. Never climbed anything like that in my life. I finally got to the top, and I had a nice observation deck at the tippy top. At the tippy top, I sound like such a bitch. Had a nice observation deck,
yeah, you do.
Climbed up, and this was the first time that I was ever, like, legitimately afraid of heights. So, like, I've flown before, like, I've rode roller coasters before that are pretty high, but this was the first time I started climbing this deck, and it was, like, tiny little stairs. I started climbing. I was already, like, super uneasy and nervous about climbing the mountain. And then I got to the deck, and I was above the treetops, and I started looking out, and I've never seen sights like it before. I got to the top, and I stood there, and I started recording, and immediately my heart was pounding. I was sweating a little bit because I could feel the deck moving, because obviously you're at the top of a mountain, so the wind was very prominent up there. And I was super nervous for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes, I was trying to, like, just get used to, like, being that high. Then after that, I was kind of able to relax and, like, take some good photos and some good video. And, dude, the sights were fucking beautiful. It was mountains as far as I could see. The sun was peeking through clouds at just the right times to take some good photos. The one photo on my wall, which is the middle one, which is probably kind of tough to see. But that is actually, like, one of the views at the top of the mountain once I got there. And it's not the most amazing photo. It still looks pretty cool. But it's like the story behind it is why I printed it. And I was up there for probably like 30 minutes. I broke my iPad out, started journaling a little bit at the top of this mountain because I was the only one up there. There was nobody else up there. I didn't see a single soul. Journaled for a few minutes and I finally realized that like this was a great climb. But now I got to climb down. I literally have to take the same trail all the way back down. Which was a little easier because I found literally a staff, a wooden stick that helped me on my journey down, and I ended up keeping it, and it's in the back of my truck now. So I found a stick at the top of a mountain, brought it down, so it's kind of cool. Going to keep that forever. But on my way down, I finally started seeing people. So when I started climbing, it was like 8 a.m. I got to the top at like 11:30. It was around 12:30 when I started making my way down, and then I finally saw people hiking up. And the first people that I saw were what I would assume is like a mother and a father and two children. And this, I finally got past like the rock climbing portion of it on my way down, and that's when I saw them. And I saw the two kids, and I'm thinking maybe 8 or 9 years old, right?
Man, I bet they got some serial killer vibes from you being alone in the woods.
Not so much. But I was thinking, like, I'm a 26-year-old. I wouldn't consider myself, like, an athlete, but I'm physically fit. Like, if I got to do things, I will. I was looking at these kids, and I'm like, they're not going to make it to the top of this thing. And the dad,
Mom and Dad will be pissed that they have to carry them down the hill.
Dude, and the first thing I said to them, they got off the trail for me. They let me pass. And the first thing I said, I was like, have you guys ever been to the top of this before? And they were like, no. They were like, how is it up there? Is it wet? Because it was raining the night before. I was like, it's a little wet. I was like, but it gets gnarly. I was like, just be careful. Take it slow. They're like, oh, we're not worried. We got all day. And my thought was, you're going to fucking need it. That's for sure. So I passed them and I kept going.
Oh my gosh.
And then I passed another family and what I could assume was another mother and father. And then this girl was maybe 15, 16. She seemed a little more athletic. So I wasn't too concerned, but I said the same thing. I was like, have you ever been to the top? And they were like, nope, this is the first time. They looked kind of like hikers, but I was like, just be careful. It gets pretty difficult. They're like, oh, thanks, man. And then they kept going. And then at that point, I saw like one more group of people.
Dumbasses.
One more group of people. They had a dog with them. And I was like, oh, that's probably not smart. Not at all. But everybody that I was passing were saying like they had the whole day to take the hike. And I was thinking like, shit, like, was I not supposed to do this in like 2 hours? Like, am I supposed to take the day to do something like this? But I finally made my way down. And I still literally had like the entire rest of the day to do whatever I wanted. And I ended up driving into town, which for me, I needed to drive about 45 minutes to get cell phone service. I was literally in bumfuck Egypt, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's what sucks about having the kind of phone you have. Like it can be pretty spotty.
Yeah.
Not having, because you don't have a nationwide kind of thing.
No, not at all.
45 minutes? Wow, I bet you kind of didn't mind that, though.
Not at all, dude. I didn't have any service, didn't talk to anybody. I stayed in a tent by myself. But it was a pretty good trip, man. Like, I will definitely end up going back eventually.
Did you do a lot of, like, cooking out on a fire?
That's all I did was cook out on a fire, except for lunch for two days. I had McDonald's because I drove 45 minutes, or I drove an hour into town. I had McDonald's after I hiked the mountain because I was so physically depleted and, like, I burned so many calories. Like, I just needed fucking food. I ended up ordering two meals from McDonald's. Like, I had a quarter pounder meal. I ate that, and then I went back and had a 10-piece nugget meal, like, with fries both times.
I would have thrown a McDonald's after
that. Dude, I just needed food at that point. And then, what the fuck, dude? So I knew prices vary based off of where you live, right? Do you have any idea how expensive shit is in New York? Holy shit, dude. So, like, at McDonald's, right? A meal at McDonald's in Ohio, specifically where I live in Ohio, is like $7 to $8 at the most.
Right.
In New York, I ordered that same fucking meal, quarter pounder meal, double quarter pounder. All right, a little more meat. Dude, my meal was like $15, $16. I was like, holy shit. Went to the store the one day. I bought a six pack of Heineken. All right. A six pack of Heineken in Ohio is $6.99. Like, in New York, it was $18 for a fucking six pack of beer, dude. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is the cheap shit in Ohio. So expensive, dude. It was unreal.
What the fuck?
Yes. I could not believe it. Bags of ice were pretty much the same, but like everything else, dude, was so expensive. It was insane. I was not ready for it.
Dude. That's crazy. What, was it like a smaller town or whatever? Like they might have.
Sir, it was the only town.
Yeah, the only. Yeah, it was like, yeah, they're kind of like marking things up. I wouldn't think the McDonald's would be that bad, but.
I never showed you. I guess I never showed you the gas station. Yeah, it's fucking expensive. I never showed you a gas station where I was staying. You think it'll still record? Yeah, it's still recording. Let me show you a photo here. So at one point throughout my trip, I was like, I'm getting low on gas, but I'm driving through the mountains. And my gas mileage was really good driving through the mountains because I was coasting on the way down. So my range was very good the whole time. But at one point, I had like 50 miles on my range. So I knew that like I need to get gas because to the nearest town is like 50 minutes. So like I need to have fuel in the truck. So at one point, I was driving around kind of close to my campsite looking for a gas station. And sir, this is a gas station where I was staying. Let it filter in. There we go. It is a pump and a tank. That's the fucking gas station. And that was it.
And that's all that was around there? And then you just did it yourself with a card?
Yep. That was it. And
that's crazy.
The actual card swiper... It literally has to connect to, like, dial-up internet. Like, you swipe your card, and it takes, like, 3 minutes for it to connect and approve your card. It was insane.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But, yeah, that was all it was. It was just, like, a, I don't know, maybe a 150-gallon tank and just one pump, and that's all it was. And the gas prices were highway robbery, my friend, because that was the only tank, or that was the only gas pump around. But, overall, it was a very good trip, and it was much needed. So that's one thing that I did while we were gone.
Yeah. There you go. How long ago was that? That was just like less than a month ago, right?
Yeah, it was probably a month ago at this point, actually, yeah. And then on my way home, on my way there, I drove straight through. Like, I just wanted to get there. So it was a nice little 10-hour drive. On the way home, I kind of took my time. I wanted to stop at a couple places that I, like, passed by. So I stopped at Niagara Falls. I had to stop there to kind of check it out. And that ended up being one of the three photos that I printed and put on my wall was a good one of Niagara Falls because I've never been there. That was interesting. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
So I could see how maybe Niagara Falls 20 years ago would be interesting. But the first thing that I noticed when I got into Niagara Falls, New York, was how touristy it was and how like commercialized the entire area was. So the amount of people, the amount of, like, just signs of, like, souvenirs and, like, tours and, like, bike rentals and just, like, all this random shit. And I was like, I feel like I'm in Las Vegas or something. Like, it didn't feel like Niagara Falls at all. But I saw it, and it was exactly what you expected to be, a gigantic fucking waterfall, which was, you know, it was cool. But the amount of people there was absolutely stupid. And then I can't tell you how hard it is to find a fucking public bathroom in Niagara Falls, New York. Like, insane, dude. I had to piss so bad. And parking was fucking atrocious. Like, parking was just ridiculous. But it was a good experience.
Yeah. Have you ever taken Amtrak?
Never have.
It's like if you don't want to deal with having a vehicle and stuff, like... That's you got Amtrak comes right through you where you are, and it's so relaxing. Like it's definitely one of the most ways to like one of the most relaxing ways to travel mm-hmm. if you're not in a hurry to get anywhere. And I remember taking it, going to a music festival and going around, going out east from Toledo or from Chicago through Toledo and out east toward Pennsylvania, and like going around the sides of mountains and stuff. It was fucking amazing.
I bet, dude.
It was really cool.
Dude, Pennsylvania is one of those really underrated states, I think. I really liked Pennsylvania.
I've only been there once. I really didn't get to experience much of it at all.
Just like driving through it, it definitely has a... Most people, when they think of Pennsylvania, same thing like New York. They think of like Pittsburgh and like Philadelphia. But like Pennsylvania is way more than that.
Yeah, I still haven't made my way over to like the top, like northeast up to Maine and stuff. Yep. And I still haven't made my way over to Seattle area.
Yep. So that's the farthest northeast that I've ever been.
Where did you say you wanted to go? We were talking about doing a trip, and I forgot.
Utah.
Utah. Yes, Utah. Which is a state I haven't been to Utah, I'm pretty sure.
Never been. I've only flown over that'd be it. Cool. My buddy that lives out there now, he sent me a video of the flooding that's going on in Utah right now. Dude, it looks insane how much water is out there. I'm talking like flooding to like the top of people's front doors. Like that's how fucking much water they have over there. Yeah. It looks crazy.
Just from so much rain?
I don't know what's going on. I'm pretty sure it's just rain.
Just rain?
Yeah. But it's insane.
Wow. Fuck. Well, yeah, I just got back from a cruise and went on a cruise.
You went with your family, didn't you? And, yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of the first ones. I mean, they just started back up like a month ago. So this is the ship's first or second time out with people in it, you know. Mm-hmm. So excited to see things slowly getting back to normal. And hopefully we won't be set back too much with this variant thing, which my friend Nathan that lives here, he got COVID after he had already gotten the shot. So it was probably the variant. But he was only sick for a couple of days, and he didn't get that sick that bad. So still having the shot helps and stuff. Did you get the shot?
Nope.
You haven't got the shot?
Nope.
Oh, really? Why not?
What do I fucking need it for?
Well, I mean, you could get COVID. I mean, like, you're in good health. I mean, but the thing is, too, you could get it and give it to somebody else, sure. Too. That's what sucks.
No. I'm not going to get the shot unless I'm told that I need it for whatever reason.
I mean, I haven't seen any side effects.
Yeah, exactly. Much at all.
No side effects whatsoever, really.
I think you are a side effect, sir. But like that's something that I'm pretty sure maybe it was Rogan that was talking about it. Maybe not. Somebody was talking about how like is it a vaccine or is it a treatment? Like, if it's only going to last for a certain amount of time, is it really, should it be classified as even a vaccine at that point? Because vaccines are supposed to last longer than 3-4 months.
It's like basically like a flu shot, right? Yeah,
exactly. Which, I've never gotten a flu shot.
Well, the big reason I got it was to go on the cruise. You had to have a shot to go on the cruise.
Yeah, so like if I'm traveling and they say like, hey, you need to be vaccinated if you go here, like, all right, fine. Besides that, I'm not worried about it.
I would say there's a good chance I had it, didn't know it.
I've probably had it at least once. For sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you missed some work, right?
No, I didn't miss work.
You never got tested, though?
No.
Huh?
I never missed work.
You're like, fuck you guys. I got COVID for you.
No.
Try not to cough anybody?
I've definitely had it, but I don't know. Never confirmed, nor do I care to
confirm. You were putting people in danger. You're one of those people. Oh my gosh, you fucking millennial.
Let me be very clear. I don't fucking care.
Oh shit, you don't care.
No.
You don't care if you'd give it to somebody and they would die.
Don't be around me.
No,
I'm just kidding. That's terrible. Damn. I'm joking. I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Oh, great title for this podcast. Tyler is willing to kill people, for, you know, he like kill people off for the. I was gonna say for the podcast. I'm like, what? No.
I'll do it. Let's fucking go.
Tyler is killing people over here. Yep. All right.
I think that's.
I mean, you're joking though, right? You really.
Wait, joking about what?
Giving people COVID, or you don't care if people get COVID or whatever.
No, of course I care. Like, I would never want to get somebody COVID and have them die.
Yeah.
But again, that's not my problem.
Why are you winking at me, Tyler?
I'm not
why
winking.
Why are you winking at me? By the way, did you chip your tooth?
No.
Or I just have not seen
you. Dude, you just haven't seen me in a long time.
Like, I feel like this tooth.
I had different teeth.
Has it just always been like that?
Yeah, I had different teeth. So this one right here, that's a canine tooth, right?
Yeah.
This tooth over here is a baby tooth. So my canine tooth grew in behind my baby tooth.
But it seems like it's on this side. Like,
it's not. Yeah, it's just because this tooth is so long. This tooth looks exactly the same.
Huh.
It's the same tooth.
But it is a little uneven, though.
Yeah, it's because this tooth's a fucking canine tooth, and this is a baby tooth.
See, I forgot what you even look like, Tyler. It's been too fucking long. We can't do this anymore, man. We can't do this anymore. This is just ridiculous.
Again, but at least one a week.
Well, next podcast. I went on a float trip, so I'll talk about that.
Okay, stick around, folks, for the next podcast. And
yeah, because you know how Tyler is, he's gonna try to drag this podcast on forever.
No, that's
all
right. I mean,
Seth is always trying to hit the sweet spot.
We've probably been going for your sweet spot right now.
Right about now. Yeah, right about Thank now. You guys. Shut the fuck up, Tyler, and stop recording.
So, realistically...
I didn't get all my shut the fuck ups.
That's all right. That's three now?
Whatever I was going to say. Whatever.
Three. Yeah. Realistically, the editing is going to be all done on Anchor right now, just until I figure something out. So,
yeah, we got to figure some things out. So, but yeah, but we are going to be consistently putting out a couple podcasts a week. No less than one, for sure. Yep. Getting back on that grind. It's been way too long.
Thank
you guys for still being subscribed to get the notifications that we are back. And we'll try to get back to posting on Instagram.
You know, our number one fan reached out to me like a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he still follows me. And like, he still comments on like some of my stuff that I post. Like, he commented on my hiking story up the mountain. And
oh, nice.
He was like, hey, any idea when you're going to start up the podcast again? And I told him, he's like, yeah, no, I get it. He's like, I get it completely. He's like, I look forward to hearing you guys banter again. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get more subscribers. We got to just be consistent and get it out there. And hopefully within the next few months, we can start putting out a video. I'd love to put out a video mm-hmm. where we can have even like a clip, YouTube clip channel to, you know, like we have the perfect podcast to have a clips channel like a lot of people do, because we'll have little segments of like information, like our funny goofy things we say or whatever, you know,
pretty much everything I
you
say.
You know how it is. So now Tyler's still in with us, you know, unscripted banter going strong.
Uh-huh.
He's in it to win it. He's putting a smile on my face. I'm gonna cancel the hit. Jeffrey, cancel the hit on Tyler. We're not gonna kill Tyler anymore. Yep, Tyler. Tyler, not the other Tyler. We're still killing that Tyler.
I'm gonna be honest. If the hitman's name is Jeffrey,
got that.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. No. Jeffrey just handles the calls. He doesn't make the... Billy does the...
Again, not worried about Billy either.
Billy. Maybe, you'll be worried about it if you see Billy.
Maybe if his name was John, I might be a little worried.
You know, the funny part is, for the next month, if you meet somebody named Billy, you're going to laugh to yourself a little bit.
Oh my gosh, shit.
And then look over your shoulder.
Yep.
Do you ever, okay, when you're at late at night and you walk past somebody that's by themselves, do you look back and see if they're going to turn around and follow you or anything like that?
I can't say I've really been in that situation often.
Oh, really?
You?
I lived in the hood for a while, so. But no, just randomly, like late. But I remember looking back. I can't remember what this was. And me and the other guy, we looked back at the exact same time and looked at each other. We were doing the same thing.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a good habit to have, all right, I imagine. Man.
Well, Tyler, thanks for coming back. You know, we thought we lost you.
Still here.
We're going to have to put a hit on you.
Still here.
Thriving. Still here. Unscripted Banter is back.
Unscripted Banter.
We're going to go in strong. We're going to get big someday. And
or not.
Huh?
Or not. Who knows?
Stop. Hey, watch that. You fucking check that attitude, bitch boy. You check it. You check it right now.
Man, you've been in Arkansas a while, huh? You got that little twang going on?
Little bit of a twang.
Yeah.
Little bit of a twang. Just a little bit. Just the tip. Just a little bit. Just the tip of the talker.
All right, Jesus Christ. We're gonna sign off before this gets weird.
Fuck. Oh, it's not weird yet?
No. Not yet. Is there any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with, Seth?
Just the tip. Just the tip. Don't forget to tip your waitresses and waiters. Just the tip. Yep.
Is that it?
Yep. My humor has not changed.
Yeah.
You know, every time you ask me that fucking question, I can't think of anything. I'm a spontaneous person.
If you're spontaneous, you should be able to have an answer to this.
Billy, yeah, you knew it. You knew it. I went straight to Billy.
Oh, you know what? Fuck Billy. Fuck him.
How'd you know he was gay?
Ha, funny.
Hey, Billy, you might not have to kill him, but you're definitely gonna have to fuck him.
My final thoughts for the listeners, if anybody's listening at this fucking point. Just make the decision, man. Just fucking do it, like Nike. Just do it. Quit thinking about it. Wow. Just do it.
Like, just don't do a podcast for 6 months?
Exactly.
Motherfucker. Fuck you.
All right. Unfortunately, we're still here. And I don't know about Seth, but I still love you fuckers. Have a great week.